T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. We are hearing from the MTA about what they're doing to deal with the falling debris from elevated subway tracks.
Climbing up to the L tracks here at the Transit Authority's Iron Workshop, we got to see newly installed bolts and baskets, designs that Transit Chief Andy Byford thinks won't get loose and fall down.
And we're improving our already rigorous inspection process.
All 60 miles of elevated track was inspected last week. Transit Sally Labrera says more protections have been added.
We are accelerating the installation of different types of netting in the system so that we can learn about what works best.
6 stations have netting. Funding is available to net the entire system. Juliette Papa, 1010 Winds in the Bronx.
The Manhattan DA's office adds $100 million to a city program designed to ensure lower-level criminals show up for their court date.
New York state bail reform laws kick in at the start of the new year, eliminating cash bail for most people arrested for nonviolent offenses. But a month before that, the city will be expanding its program, which has been giving judges the option of supervised release. Liz Glazer heads the mayor's Office of Criminal Justice and says it has a 90% success rate in getting people to make their court dates.
It could be anything as simple as just sending somebody a text reminder so that they know to get back to their next court appearance, up to visiting with people, with social workers.
Expanding that program for tens of thousands of people and all the services that'll come with it won't be cheap, and that's why the Manhattan DA's office is kicking in $100 million. It was actually money forfeited in investigations into big banks. Sonia Rincon, 1010 Winds News.
So what does President Trump think about Mike Bloomberg running for president?
If he did, I'd be happy. There is nobody I'd rather run against than little Michael, that I can tell you.
The former mayor is filing the paperwork to get on the Democratic primary ballot in Alabama. The deadline for that is today there. What does Joe Biden think?
I welcome in the race. Michael's a solid guy, and let's see where it goes. I have no problem with him getting in the race.
Biden spoke while in New Hampshire, filing the paperwork to get himself on the primary ballot there. In a joint statement, the head of the Democratic parties in both New Hampshire and Iowa today said there are many qualified candidates already in the race, but they're certain that voters in theirs and other early states are, quote, eager to ask Michael Bloomberg about his plans to move their states and our country forward. We've got a freeze warning in effect for the city and the nearby New Jersey suburbs for late tonight into tomorrow morning. Let's find out what we can expect from 1010 Winds AccuWeather meteorologist John Furyk.
Bitterly cold out there for this afternoon. Sunshine and some clouds. A gusty wind. We could have some winds on the order of 30 to 40 miles per hour with a gust at times. Actual high in the low 40s, but it's going to feel more like the 20s. The wind dies off tonight, coldest since March the 8th, with temperatures down into the 20s. Not as harsh tomorrow with less wind, and then we'll warm up on Sunday.
When it will be 52 degrees, it is 37 now. Federal health officials are reporting a breakthrough in their investigation into the cause of an outbreak of vaping illnesses. CDC Deputy Director Dr. Ann Schuchat says the same chemical compound was found in patients who got sick.
These new findings are significant because for the first time, we have detected a potential toxin of concern, vitamin E acetate, in biologic samples from patients with lung injuries associated with the use of e-cigarette or vaping products.
President Trump is promising a plan to better control the vaping industry.
We have to take care of our kids, most importantly. So we're going to have an age limit of 21 or so. But we'll be coming out with something next week very important on vaping. We have a lot of people to look at, including jobs.
There's been intense pressure to ban flavored e-cigarettes, but vaping advocates say those products help adults stop smoking and that removing flavors would force vape shops around the country to close and cost countless people their jobs. Another unprovoked attack is under investigation in New York City, this one in the Bronx.
Bruce stands here along Jerome Avenue. He saw the video of this vicious and random attack, which shows this 81-year-old man violently kicked from behind as he was reading a newspaper outside this dollar store. The suspect, the man, was then screaming after walking away. The victim treated for wrist, neck, and shoulder injuries. Anybody recognize this guy, you think?
No, sir. I hope he's all right, you know. He's in the hospital, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I hope he recovers. You know. It's really scary. It really is.
Jerome Avenue in the morning, what's it usually like?
I come this way every day, and it's never a problem. Never a problem. Every day I come this way.
Yet another attack in our city on the elderly, and it's just unexplainable. Glenn Schock, 1010 Winds, University Heights section of the Bronx.
See a photo and video of the suspect at 1010winds.com. It was a scary morning for an Upper West Side couple who woke up to find themselves the victims of a home invasion.
A woman who says she's the mother of the 21-year-old victim says her son and his girlfriend are shaken after robbers took an ATM card, PlayStation, and his chocolate lab knowledge just before 6:30 Friday morning.
I don't really know how they got in because there is a locked door, but they got in and he woke up with two men standing over him.
He suffered a busted lip and some bruising. The masked men took $500 out of the ATM. Police dusted the PlayStation, found smashed on the sidewalk for fingerprints, and the dog was found wandering up the block unharmed. But she's wondering, with other apartments on the floor and cameras, why they targeted her son.
He locked the door. He did everything he was supposed to do, so it's weird. And he doesn't have, like, a lot of money or... It's not a drug dealer.
Samantha Liepman, 1010 Winds on the Upper West Side.
Nearly 30 years later, another attempt is in the works for Staten Island to secede from New York City. City Councilman Joe Borelli says his borough does not get the attention it deserves or its fair share of city services. And so he's planning to propose legislation that would look into the cost and logistics of making the big break.
We were on the brink in 93, and I think Staten Islanders are only more interested in seceding after seeing the direction that New York City government is taking them. You know, we're just unhappy with the changes that have occurred.
So far, no comment from City Hall. It was customers to the rescue at a Waffle House in Birmingham, Alabama. According to AL.com, a miscommunication had led to only one employee showing up for work last Saturday. So one customer grabbed an apron and jumped behind the counter, and then several others joined in. A Waffle House spokesman said they appreciated the efforts, but they hope to have their own employees doing the work in the future because, after all, their company concept is to serve customers, not the other way around. So if you want to pay what some people make in a whole year for one night at a hotel, you can do that right here in the Big Apple. The price for a stay at the Park Hyatt's new Manhattan Sky Suite is $50,000 a night. This is one of the new giant buildings on 57th Street. The suite features a private elevator, three beds and 3.5 baths, a dining room that seats 10, a full kitchen with a professional grade appliances, as well as a personal chef. To book it, however, you must stay for at least 7 nights.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.